You are listening to BensTorah.com.
My Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal spoke about, I heard it twice from him this year, a fascinating shiur to explain something which is not so familiar to most people, but it gives a little bit of a understanding of what we're going on. We know this became a little more familiar in the last few years, that during the weeks of that we read the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there it's a special time of tshuva that's called the weeks of Shoivavim. Shoivavim stands for the Rosh HaTevis, Shmois Ve'eiro, Boi V'Shalach, Yisru Mishpatim, the six parashas, the beginning of Sefer Shmois, obviously going on Mitzrayim. We speak about those weeks, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that these are the special weeks of tshuva. We spoke about it in the beginning, I think in Parshas Shmos, we spoke about the idea of Shevivim and why is Shevivim a time of tshuva. Without going down to that whole shir, the concept is when I'm still going on Mitzrayim, that's when they're coming to realize their potential. Anybody who did not realize his potential did not go to Mitzrayim. That's the reason that Makas Choshech, 4/5 of Am Yisrael died. Chamushim Olu, Mitzad Sheni, the two big Rishayim, which were Dosan V'Avir, they went out. Because the punishment, the prevention of people going out was only people that didn't fit the mold, realizing potential. And Dosan V'Avir did not fit that category. Their issue was not realizing potential, but having other avirus. Going out means trials when you have to realize the potential, and therefore it's a special time to misakin in yonim of realizing potential. Someone who wastes the potential, that's what we've been attacking these weeks, sharing the weeks of going on Mitzrayim. It's brought down in the Shlo, based on earlier Sfarim, the Rabizal, that in Shana Meuberes, in a leap year, you have more weeks, then the weeks of Shevivim extend two more weeks, Truma and Tetzaveh. It's called Shevivim Tat. Regular year is only Shevivim. You get a leap year, it becomes Shevivim Tat. And the question is why? Why in a leap year you will have two more weeks? It's like Yom HaShach. Is it a time of Tshuva when we read Truma Tetzaveh? So it should be every year. And if it's not a time of Tshuva, why does it add to the weeks of Shevivim in a leap year? Why is it part of the process only in a leap year, not in a regular year? How do we understand this concept of Shevivim being extended only in a leap year to be true with this? So to explain this, we'll go through that shir that Rav Moshe Zatzal said and maybe expand upon it to give a little bit of understanding in this thing. We know that when Am Yisrael are going on Mitzrayim, that's the building of Am Yisrael. What is the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael get when they go on Mitzrayim? Mitzvah is showing the Shittav Yisrael is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim really means the calendar of Am Yisrael, which is a lunar calendar. And the simple question everybody asks, this is the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael gets? Don't you think the first mitzvah Am Yisrael should get is the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Elokecho? I'm your God. Don't bow down to, worship idols. Emunah Bitachon. Why is the first thing we talk about is the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim? And this is another shiur that we spoke about, but just to go, the basic idea is that Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim is the framework of what Am Yisrael are working on. In order for Am Yisrael to do whatever they do, they need to be in the concept of Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. What is that concept? So the idea of the lunar calendar, the calendar that's based on the moon, that Am Yisrael follow, is a calendar which is based on Chodesh, Chodashim. The moon has months. Every month, the moon is renewed. While the sun really does not have months. It's a arbitrary division. What the sun has is a sun, is a year. But in a more defined way, the moon switches. It's small, it gets bigger and bigger as we know every month. That's a Kiddush Lavan you can do in the first half of the month. And then it gets small and small until it disappears, and then it renews. It renews. And that's why the idea of the cycle of the moon is called Chodesh. Chodesh is Lashon Chodosh. Chidish, renewing. Something new that's happened. The sun, on the other hand, is always the same. I mean, it gets further away from Earth in our eye, or further and closer. But it doesn't change anything. It's always staying the same. And that's why the cycle of the sun is called the Shana, Lashon Yashan, old, or Lashon Shena, sleeping. No renewal, nothing new coming up. And this goes back to the ultimate discussion between what Am Yisrael is going to introduce to the world and what the Umas Olam say. Because the Umas Olam, referring to the Goyim, don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say, as the Ramban says in the Parshas Boy, the first kfira is Olam is Kadmai. Olam Kadmai means there was no beginning to the world. The world was always here. In this form, in that form, it exploded, there was a big bang, whatever the word that there was always here. There was no beginning and no beginning, and merely no end. And meaning, in other words, the world is not going anywhere. There's no purpose to the world to go from one end to another. It's always here, it's always going to be here. There's evolution, human beings come, human beings go. There's no tachlis. And the basic emunah of Am Yisrael is that we believe that the olam is chodosh, is new. It was created. It has a beginning. If it has a beginning, it has an end. If it has a start, it has a finish. It goes from one place to another. There's a process. It's going somewhere. That's what chiddush means. Chiddush means it is renewed. And therefore, it goes somewhere. That's the basic argument, the philosophical discussion between Yisrael, what Yisrael is coming to introduce to the world. We're not just starting a new calendar. We're starting a calendar that is based on chiddush, coming to differentiate ourselves from Umas Olam, which were based on Yashon, Sheino, old. The things are not new. The basic emunah, we're coming to bring the basic emunah, because we'll create the world. With that, everything starts. So, Yimele, Mitzvah Rishon Yishtav Yisrael is Chodesh is Lechem Rosh Chodashim. You are based on your philosophy, your school of thought. What you believe in is Chodesh. Chodesh. This is what you are. This is your framework. You're within the realm of Chiddush. Mele, everything else will come. If you don't believe in Chiddush Olam, you don't believe there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't believe there's no space to come on, there's nothing to talk about. First, you have to put the framework. It's Chiddush. Oh, Chiddush. So who's the one who created the world? What are we doing? What's our tachlis? What is our tafkid? That's what Am Yisrael is doing. And that's why Mitzvah Rishon Yishtav Yisrael is a Chodesh Hazeh Lechem. But as Rashi says, beginning of Chodesh. We should have started the Torah from there. That's the first mitzvah. Why do we start earlier? The Am Yisrael are not just helping mitzvahs. They have to take the mitzvahs and connect the mitzvahs to this world. Nachlas Goyim is this world, the world of Olam Hazeh. And Am Yisrael need to bring whatever they're presenting, they need to bring it to the world. We need to connect to this world. This basically, as mentioned in previous shiurim, the idea that Olam Hazeh really belongs to Esav. Olam Hazeh says in the Medrash, Yaakov and Esav divide the worlds. Yaakov took Olam Hazeh. So what is the excuse of us being in Olam Hazeh? The answer is because in order for us to get to Olam Hazeh, we need to go through Olam Hazeh. That's really all Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is Maaseh Avos Sim Laban. The whole Mahalach of Am Yisrael in this world, how we connect with this lofty ideas of mitzvahs and Torah into this world. We need to become an implementer in this world. That's the idea of Sefer Bereishis. Whereas we love to mention here several times, the idea of the Kotzker that says in Parsha Mishpatim, it says, Anche Kodesh Tiuli, be people of holy people. He says most people focus on the holy, to be holy. Says the Kotzker, no, I focus on the Anshei Kodesh. I'm going to be people. Says the Kodesh Baruch, I have holiness, I have enough. I have enough Malachim, Srafim, Rifanim, I have that. I need human beings that are holy. I need the holiness to be chal, to be implemented here in this world with human beings that struggle and have challenges and need to wake up in the morning and go work and go take care of their bodily needs. That's what, from here, I want the mitzvahs to come. So Kishbol gives you a chesh lechem rosh chadashim, but it needs to be implemented in this world. Senator Moshe This is the explanation in Chidas HaRambam. Because the Rambam holds that a Chodesh Zelachim Rosh Chodashim includes another mitzvah. It's a combination of two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Chodesh Zelachim Rosh Chodashim, which means your calendar. But there's another mitzvah which is included in it. Which is, what is that? Ibur Hashanah. Ibur Hashanah means our mitzvah to do a leap year. Why do we do a leap year? Because our lunar calendar is, if you go based on lunar calendar only, the lunar calendar in comparison to the solar calendar is 11 days less. The solar calendar is 365 days a year. The lunar calendar is 354 days on average. It's 11 days less. Every 3 years, you have a month, you have 4 months behind. 6 years, 2 months behind. 9 years, you're 3 months behind. That's why the Abdil and the and Islam, the Muslims, they go based on lunar calendar only, and therefore their different festivals and holidays and fasts always change. Ramadan is always a different time because the lunar calendar has nothing to do with the solar calendar. But obviously, I have a mitzvah that even though they're counting the lunar calendar, they need to make sure to connect it to the solar calendar. Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, according to one of the shittas. We need to make sure that Chodesh Nisan is always going to be in springtime. Spring depends on the sun. So even though we follow the lunar calendar, it cannot disconnect it from the solar calendar. It needs to be connected. How do we connect it? Every 3 years, approximately once in a while, 2 years, we put in a leap year. It's a leap year. We add another month to the year. And that's we bridge that gap of the 33 days approximately that we have between the lunar year and the solar year every 3 years. We put another month and we connect back to the solar year. We go back to the cycle of the sun. We make sure that even though we're counting based on the moon, but it does connect to the solar counting. The solar counting is how we live our life. Because we live in a life which is under the sun. This world in Lamaze depends on the sun all the seasons. Every summer, winter, rain, it depends on the sun, on the solar calendar. So even though conceptually we want to make our life in a higher sphere, in a place where you're going through the lunar calendar, but we always have to bring it back to this world. We have to connect it to this world. So it says Rav Moshe, this is the idea of the Rambam, that the mitzvah is changing its Tav Yisrael, which tells you, you count the lunar calendar. Yeah, that's conceptually great, but don't forget this world. You have to connect it to this world too. You have an additional mitzvah, Ibur Hashanah. That goes back to, but that first mitzvah that we have, we don't start the Torah from there. We start the Torah from earlier. To connect with Am Yisrael has to the Goyim's world. We connect this conceptual, very high level of Dusha to this Olam Hazeh. That's the idea and concept of connecting the lunar calendar to the solar calendar. Shnas HaChamo to Shnas HaLevano. The cycle of Am Yisrael to the cycle of the Goyim. That's the idea of Kiddush Chodesh with Ibur Hashanah. So it comes out that when we get to Ibur Hashanah, every time we have Ibur Hashanah, we have another more, we implement the mitzvahs of Am Yisrael down here in this world. We not only bring the mitzvah of Am Yisrael and the Chodesh Zelachim Rosh Chodashim, we bring down the mitzvahs of Am Yisrael down into the world, to the world of the Goyim as well. What? Oh, one second. We didn't get there yet. Right now, just explain what Ibur Hashanah is. Okay. Now that we have that, now let's go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's go back to that thing. When we are going out of Mitzrayim, we have a big milah that we're going out of Mitzrayim, and that milah brings us that level, high level of tshuva that comes in these first 6 weeks of Sefer Shmois. Shmois ve'er boi v'shach yis mishpat. But this Milo is not finished yet. Even though you went on Mitzrayim, and you went through Kriyas Yam Suf, and you went and you got the Torah, and you got Mishpatim, which is the ending of Kabbalah Torah, you still have something not yet done. What is that? Building the Mishkan. Zok the Ramban in the Agdoma to Sefer Shmos. The Hamizul Gora Mitzrayim When Nishlama Geulosam, when was the Geula complete? When there was the Shekhinah Alei Oyaleim. Shekhinah was above their tents, like it was by the Ovis HaKadosh. The Ovis HaKadosh, as the Ramban adds the next words, Heim Eim HaMerkava. They're the Merkava. They're the Chad of Kadosh Baruch. What does it mean, Heim Eim HaMerkava? Merkava is Lashon Rechiva, Reichiv. Kadosh Baruch Kiviyachol is Reichiv in this world through the Ovis. You have a Kadosh Baruch in the world, but people in the world don't recognize it until it comes Avraham Avinu and says, look, who is here? Kadosh Baruch is here. Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one is carrying, he's a chariot to another meet of HaKadosh Baruch. The Avos, Heim HaMerkava, these are the ones that bring, those are the ones that bring Kivyachal HaKadosh Baruch down to this world. No, he's up there. But who's the one who implanted, brought down to this world? Is the Avos HaKadosh. The Shekhinah came down and it was almost seen through the Maaseh Avos. Am Yisrael, the Goyim Mitzrayim, it's great, but you want to bring the Shekhinah down to the world. Where do you bring down the Shekhinah to the world? With the Mishkan. This, by the way, it says, in the days, it was Shiva, there was Yimei Miluim. What's Yimei Miluim? The 7 days of Miluim, and the 8th day came down to the world. The 7 days of Miluim is brought down in the Goyin, that every day of the Miluim, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyoch is Shiva Rekim. I was going to learn Masechas Chagiga, and that came. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is up there in Shivaim. Slowly you brought the Shekhinah down, the seven heavens, until you bring down to the world. These are the Shiva Yimei Miluim, that you're bringing down the Shekhinah down to the world. The whole idea of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah down to the world, down to the Olam Hazeh. Oh. So that's the idea of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was built and then was replaced with the Beis HaMikdash. So we read the Mishkan, which brings the Shekhinah, but we lost them. We don't have anymore that same implementation of Shekhinah down here in the world. We have Shechate B'Soicha, B'Soicha Lo Ne'ema. It's in the hearts of everyone. We have a Shekhinah. But the Shekhinah is now down in the world like it used to be in the time of HaMikdash. So Yemela goes like this. On a regular year, we are connected to the Mahalach of Yetzias HaTzrayim today in our day and age. To a certain extent, we have Shevivim. We have Shmois Ve'eri Boi V'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. But building in the Mishkan, we're not connected so much. We lost it. We know this conceptually the Mishkan. But we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that. There's a little bit of a churban. We lost that. So our connection to Yetzias HaTzrayim ends at Parashat Mishpatim. We get to tell you. But when we come to the year, to a leap year, to Shnas HaIbur, so now we have a special mitzvah this year that we're implementing. So we're taking all the Gedusha and bringing it down to the world. We're taking Achei Shezeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, which is Am Yisrael lunar calendar, and we're connecting it down to this world, to the solar calendar. We're taking the Kodesh, connecting it to Nanshin. We're taking the higher sphere, bringing down to this world. Ah, that's what we're doing. So here we have in a Shnas HaIbur, in a leap year, in a sense, we have the Shekhinah coming down to the Chtonim. We have the implementation of the higher Gedusha down to the world. That's what happens in a leap year. So in a leap year, we have more shaykhis to be in the Mishkan. If the whole idea of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah to the Chtonim, and the whole idea of the Ibur year, of a leap year, is to take the lunar calendar connected to the solar calendar, in a leap year, we have more connection to the Ashuras HaShekhinah down in the world. So if that's correct, says Rav Moshe Shapira Zitzal, Moshe Gavaldi, he says like this, on a regular year, when we do the Tshuva weeks, our connection to Yetzias HaTzrayim ends at Parashat Mishpatim. We have Shmoy Yisrael, Boi B'Shach Yisrael, Mishpatim in the time of Tshuva. That's our connection to Yetzias HaTzrayim. More than that, we don't have so much connection. We don't have Tshuva the other weeks. But in a leap year that you're coming and implementing the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem down in this world, you're taking the Ayah Kedusha, bringing it down to this world by having your Brashana. In a sense, in this year, we have more connection to the Mishkan. And we have more connection to the Mishkan. That is in Parashat Tumei Tetzav, which is talking about the Mishkan. So therefore, the shaving continues 2 more weeks in Truman Tetzav. As a side note, what about the Akav Kudi? It's also the Mishkan. So this, we spoke about a different year, just to mention it very quickly, is the Akav Kudi, as brought in Chazal Sefer Zohar, is really it's after Chet HaEgel. Even though Rashi says, not necessarily, the steerus in Indian, the Parashat Truman Tetzav is the conceptual idea of the Mishkan. The Akav Kudi is L'maise after, at least written in the Torah, after Chet HaEgel, that we We don't really, that's the secondary attempt. It's not as ideal as the Truma Tzav. So we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mayan Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're focusing on up to Truma Tzav. And a regular year, we end by Shevet. When we get to a leap year where we have a Shuas Hashchina, then we have two more weeks to Shevavim. We have the weeks of Truma and Tetzave, which are the implementation of Kedusha in the world, because we're in a year of implementation. And this comes out that Stam, in every leap year, you come to a leap year, Shana Mumeris, instead, that's a Stam we're having a leap year. We're implementing the Kedusha of Am Yisrael down to this world. And especially, a rare occasion that a leap year falls in Shemitah. Because the whole idea of Shemitah is you take a land, you take a regular world, and you bring the Kedusha of Shemitah into it. We're taking that holiness and bringing it down to our basic Adama. So then we have here a more forceful Kedusha coming down to the world. This is what we're busy with this year. And this is what we're busy with this year. So really our tshuva, our connection, is not only to Shevim, it's to Shevim Tat. You should be zeicher really to connect to all that concept of Kedusha coming from the Mishkan. You should be zeicher to that during these weeks.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.